Okay, Sue, I'm sorry. Your turn.
Dr. Wright, I heard you mention one time that using 10 milligrams of melatonin could be helpful in reducing some effects from radiation.
Yes, mostly on the white blood cells, ma'am. But, yes, ma'am. It's mostly the effects on the white blood cells, but it does help them throughout, just not as much as on the white blood cells. But we want to protect them as much as we can, and that's one of the tools that's been found useful.
Well, when would I take the melatonin?
Well, it depends on how drowsy it makes you. Let's just, for example, say that you were going to have an X-ray or some other radiation at noon, and melatonin makes you really, really sleepy. Well, I don't know if you'd want to take it at like 10 o'clock and go try to drive while you're drowsy. But if it doesn't make you too drowsy in the daytime, I'd take it as close as I could to whenever that X-ray is going to be done. But otherwise, many people take it the night before, and then if they don't get too drowsy, they take another one when they get up, and they just have this melatonin in their system when they have the X-ray done. And by the way, it won't negate the X-ray, no way.
Oh, okay. And then would you use it for a while after the X-ray is over?
Not for very long, ma'am, except if you use melatonin at bedtime as a regular thing, and that would take care of it there.
Okay, and for sleeping purposes, my doctor thinks that taking over 3 milligrams of melatonin will override or overwhelm the natural production of melatonin in my body. What is your opinion on that?
Well, my opinion is if you or I were 20 or 30 years old, it could do that. But melatonin, like every other hormone, declines with time. There's a so-called comprehensive hormone test that checks the estrogens and testosterone, but it also tests for melatonin that I've asked Meridian to put into the group of tests a long time ago, Meridian Valley Laboratories. And we've run into people who are taking no melatonin at all, and oh my goodness, their melatonin is below, I'm not kidding, it's below the broad range of normal, and they're only 53 years old. And why does that happen? And nobody knows right now, but if you could ever get yourself checked for melatonin when you've not been taking any and see what your own body is doing, then I could tell you whether I agree or disagree with that. If your own body is, in a manner of speaking, exhausted from making melatonin and doesn't want to make any more, then more than 3 milligrams for some of us is a good idea. But if your own body is making plenty of melatonin, but you still sleep better with a little bit, then I'd agree. 3 milligrams would be the upper limit. It depends on your own body.
Okay, I see. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Okay, ma'am, and I'm sorry about that long wait. So thank you for holding.
Oh, that's okay.